Narayana namaste charam cheva narottamam devim saraswati vyasam tatojayam udirayat nashta payesu abhadesu nityam bhagavata sevaya bhagavata uttamasloke bhaktir bhavati naistiki om namo bhagavate vasudevaya. Om namo bhagavate vasudevaya. Om namo vasudevaya. Om namo bhagavate vasudevaya. Hare Krishna. Right. Prabhupada ki jai. Good morning, everyone. So this is Srimad Bhagavatam class with Canto 1, Chapter 5, and Text 38. Hare Krishna. So I'll read the Sanskrit 3 times, and then you can repeat as you desire.
Iti mutya vidanena mantra murtim amutikam Jajate jagya purusham sasamyak dashana puman iti mutya vidanena mantra mutim amutikam Jajate jagya purusham sasamyak dashana puman iti mutya vidanena Mantra mutim amurtikam jajate jagya purusham sasamyak dashana puman.
Hare Krishna. All right, so anyone else? Okay, so let's do word for word now.
Iti das, murti, representation, avidanena, in sound. Mantra mutim, form representation of transcendental sound. Amutikam, the Lord who has no material form. Yajate, worship. Jagya, Vishnu. Purusham, the personality of Godhead. Sa, he alone. Samyak, perfectly. Darshana, one who has seen. Puman, person.
Translation by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada.
Thus, he is the actual seer who worships in the form of transcendental sound representation, supreme personality of Godhead Vishnu, who has no material form. Purport by Srila Prabhupada. Our present senses are all made of material elements, and therefore they are imperfect in realizing the transcendental form of Lord Vishnu. He is therefore worshipped by sound representation via the transcendental method of chanting. Anything which is beyond the scope of experience by our imperfect senses can be realized fully by the sound representation. A person transmitting sound from a far distant place can be factually experienced. If this is materially possible, why not spiritually? This experience is not a vague, impersonal experience. It is actually an experience of the transcendental personality of Godhead, who possesses the pure form of eternity, bliss, and knowledge. In the Amarakosha Sanskrit dictionary, the word murti carries import in twofold meanings, namely form and difficulty. Therefore, amurtikam is explained by Acharya Sri Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur as meaning without difficulty. The transcendental form of eternal bliss and knowledge can be experienced by our original spiritual senses, which can be revived by chanting of the holy mantras or transcendental sound representations. Such sound should be received from the transparent agency of the bona fide spiritual master, and the chanting may be practiced by the direction of the spiritual master. That would gradually lead us nearer to the Lord. This method of worship is recommended by the Pancharatrika system, which is both recognized and authorized. The Pancharatrika system has the most authorized codes for transcendental devotional service. Without the help of such codes, one cannot approach the Lord, certainly not by dry philosophical speculation. The Pancharatrika system is both practical and suitable for this age of quarrel. The Pancharatra is more important than the Vedanta for this modern age. Om Agnati Vedantasya Gyana Gyana Shalakaya Chakshuram Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Guruve Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manovistam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Vayam Rupa Kadamayam Tadati Swapadantikam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Yuta Patakamalam Shri Guru Vaishnavam Shicha Shri Rupa Sagajatam Sahagana Raghunatam Vitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadvaitam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Deva Shri Radha Krishna Pada Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakam Vitam Shicha Hey Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dina Bandhu Jagatpate Kopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostate Tapta Kanchana Gurangi Radhi Vrindavaneshwari Vishabhanu Sute Devi Paramami Hari Priye Vancha Kalpati Rubhya Kripa Sunibhi Eva Chapatitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavibhyo Namo Namaha Jaya Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadha Sivasari Gora Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Namo Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prestaya Bhutale Srimati Bhaktivedanta Swami Nityanamine Namaste Saraswati Devi Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Sunyavadi Paschatyadi Sacharine Namo Mahabhadanyaya Krishna Prema Padayate Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya Namni Gurachishe Namaha Ananda Lila Maya Vigvahaya Himapyati Vachavish Sundaraya Tasmi Mahaprema Raspadaya Chaitanya Chandraya Namo Namaste Chaitanya Chandraya Namo Namaste Chaitanya Chandraya Namo Namaste Chaitanya Chandraya Namo Namaste Hare Krishna. So the English translation of the verse is Thus, he is the actual seer who worships in the form of transcendental sound representation, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Vishnu, who has no material form. Hare Krishna. So this is a continuation of the interaction between Narada Muni and Srila Vyasadeva. So, this particular verse tells us, in many words, the instruction and revelation given by Srila Prabhupada to us. Sometimes, we look at things very simply. We have eyes, so we see. We have ears, so we hear, and so on. Now, but it's being described here that he is the actual seer, the person who worships the Supreme Personality of Godhead in sound form, sound representation. Even in the material creation, the sky is made, as it's explained in the Shastra, of sound only. Then the others come, and it gets more, or less and less and less subtle, until the earth itself, which is quite gross. So, we know that sometimes things can be explained a little more deeply to us so that we don't use our gross way of looking at things all the time. Worship in sound form. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. The mantra for this particular age, the age of quarrel. In the purport, Srila Prabhupada says, Our present senses are all made of material elements, and therefore they are not perfect in realizing the transcendental form of Lord Vishnu. Now, if you look at the translation, it also says Lord Vishnu has no material form. So then it's not so easy to connect with the present senses, which are made of material elements. But by the mercy and agency of the spiritual master, when we turn to the spiritual master, the spiritual master's pranams, or in the altar, when you're chanting the Bula mantras, which is shorter, but right to the point, then the spiritual master can pick what we're representing, what we're using to do puja, to worship, and give, transcendentalize it, in the manner of speaking, and then becomes acceptable, even though we have these material type senses, which really cannot connect. But the transcendental sound helps us to connect with the Supreme Personality of Godhead. The transcendental sound is from the spiritual world. And we are fortunate enough to know what it is now. It's easy to learn and it's easy to repeat. It's just a question of doing it over and over and over again so that our mentality would be Krishna-centered. So Srila Prabhupada, coming back to the purport, says, our present senses are all made of material elements, therefore they're not imperfect. They're not perfect. They're not perfect in realizing the transcendental form. He is therefore worshipped by sound representation through the transcendental method of chanting. Srila Prabhupada says, anything which is beyond the scope of experience by our imperfect senses can be fully realized by the sound representation. So that's another way of telling us that we really need to stick to the transcendental sound and connect with Krishna that way. In other words, there's a need to vigorously chant and dedicatedly chant the Hare Krishna Mahamantra at all times, knowing it is not enough. How we chant is everything. Somebody that is a child can learn some things and then stand on the stage and repeat it. And people can, yeah, all right, so it's nice. The child himself may not even realize the import or the importance of it, or what she's doing. We've been told, okay, do that. But we are not children, and it's been told to us, even this time also, that the sound representation is the most important thing for us to connect with Krishna, because the rest of the material senses, they're not so perfect. But that's what we got to realize, because that's what we're using now, because here we are in this material world. Things are not perfect, things are temporary. But we are fortunate enough. First, we have to consider ourselves very fortunate that we have the mantra in the first place. And the second point is how we use the mantra. We have to say it with conviction. We have to say it, the Hare Krishna mantra, in a mood of desperation because of the situation we're in. The situation we're in with this material body in this material world is difficult. The Prabhupada says it's a hard struggle for existence. And then you don't exist forever either. The body breaks down and then you have to leave. So this situation that we have now is an unfortunate situation. But the fortune we have is we have the sound representation of Krishna and Hare Krishna Mahamantra. Take advantage of it. See, Prabhupada many times says, take advantage. He gives so much mercy, but he also says take advantage of what's made available. Srila Prabhupada makes some comparison. A person transmitting sound from a far distant place can be factually experienced. We know that in our radios, we know that in television, we know that so many people that are putting all of these things out and showing the pictures are not with us where we are. We're in different places, yet they can beam it, and it's possible even through the material energy to get that type of technology. So Srila Prabhupada said, if that's materially possible, why not spiritually? More things can be done spiritually than even materially. So, The transcendental sound, the Hare Krishna Mahamantra, and the other mantras, Panchatattva Mahamantra, all important. Those ones have to be said with great conviction. We have to understand that that's our delivery, or deliverance, I should say, deliverance from this material world, and our way that we connect with the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Now later, the Pancharatrika system, Vidhi system, is also talked about. We'll get to that later. One important point Srila Prabhupada brings up, in the Sanskrit dictionary, he says the word murti carries two meanings, form and difficulty. So amurti, which is the opposite of it, explained by Srila Vishwanath Chakrabarti Thakur as without difficulty. Without difficulty. The transcendental form of eternal bliss and knowledge can be experienced by our original spiritual senses, which can be revived by the chanting of the holy mantras or transcendental sound representation. And then he says, you go through that through the directions of a spiritual master. So it's through the spiritual master that we'll get gradually nearer to the Lord, because the spiritual master carries the important ways of worshiping the Lord or connecting with the Lord. The great spiritual master that's been going around material as well as spiritual arenas is none other than Naraji, Nara Muni. The Pancharatrika system that we use now is from him. The codes are from him, and Srila Prabhupada has taught us now. And we teach also, so that all of us from generation to generation can learn the proper system for this age. So basically what we need is given to us the question of how we practice it and the commitment that we give to it. That's what's most important, the commitment that we give to it. So in Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 4, Chapter 13, Text 3, the purport section, Srila Prabhupada talks more about the Pancharatrika system. The Pancharatrika, this is from Narada Muni, the Pancharatrika Vidhi is the method of temple worship. There are two ways, Pancharatrika Vidhi and Bhagavad Vidhi. We do both. The Pancharatrika Vidhi is the method of temple worship, that includes deity worship. And the Bhagavad Gita includes some of the nine processes, beginning with hearing and chanting. So Srila Prabhupada explains in this section here in 4.13.3 Bhagavatam, the Krishna conscious movement accepts both processes simultaneously. Both processes are accepted, and we are taught to use both. So we'll explain it a little further. So both processes, the Pancharatrika Vidhi and the Bhagavad Gita Vidhi, are accepted and practiced by devotees, and the idea is to make steady progress on the path of realization of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Srila Prabhupada describes it that way. Now, in Srimad Bhagavatam, the same canto, Canto 4, Chapter 24, in text 45 to 46, that's together, a section of purport Srila Prabhupada brings up again, the Pancharatrika Vidhi. Without serving Krishna according to the Vidhi Marga, the regulated principles, some unscrupulous persons want to go straight to the Raga Marga principle. Srila Prabhupada has stressed this so much that we have to go by instruction first. Even the experienced devotees, even the pure devotees, follow the system based on the Vidhi Marga, the instruction type. They have more connection with it. We are learning. They are already advanced. They are already self-realized. But still, they go through this Marga, this path. Unscrupulous persons sometimes want to go straight into Raga Marga, out of love directly. Even when we have an experienced personality spiritually, like Srila Prabhupada, he would go through with us, those of us who are just learning, those of us who are just still going through purification. And the principles are followed just like a person who is, just like a teacher. A teacher, say an English language teacher. He knows way past the ABCs. But when they're in the class, they will repeat the ABCs along with everybody that's a child that's learning. So it seems like, well, yeah, you know, we're all going through it together. The teacher is going through it to do it in the perfect way so that the student can learn. And that's how Srila Prabhupada has taught us. And that's how Srila Prabhupada taught his disciples who are also teaching us. Those of us the second generation. And now there's even a third generation. So, Srila Prabhupada says, people who just want to go to the Raga Marga principles right away, Raga Marga, there's some slight differences which we'll get to by the Lord's mercy and permission from my spiritual master and Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada calls such persons who want to join immediately to the Raga Marga as sahajya, a pretenders. And then he says there are also demons. Sometimes they enjoy depicting Krishna's pastimes, for the gopis especially. They are themselves promiscuous, and then they try to bring that type of idea into Krishna consciousness and Krishna's pastimes. But what do we know about Krishna and Krishna's relationship with the gopis? How much do we know about it? We are disconnected at this point because we are in the material world. But through the process of humility, if we take little by little, by little, by little, and do it all that we're taught to do in Krishna consciousness with very, very, very determined method of learning, then little by little, Krishna will open our hearts. It is not we that can purify ourselves. Krishna purifies us. And the purer we get, the more we connect with the sweetness of devotion. And the more our love will increase to Krishna. That is the process that's there. Nobody can change it, make it, oh, I'll do it this way or this other way. No, it doesn't work like that. You follow what the spiritual master says to do. So the Pancharatika Vidhi, the method of worshipping, we know about temple worship, deity worship. You see what the pujari is there. There's certain ways in which they start off and then they end, and it's very systematic when they're on the altar. It's part of the Pancharatika Vidhi, the instructions given. So we follow that, and by the Lord being satisfied with how we are doing the service, then He opens our hearts. The pujari's heart is open. The devotees who are not doing the puja directly, but also singing and connecting spiritually by transcendental sound. Remember, Narada Muni talked about that. This very verse here that we're using today. Like that, little by little by little by little. So underneath all of this is, there is no need to jump. Say, oh, I want to get to the Raga Marga. Yeah, I'm just following out of love. Now, some of the things that happen in Raga Marga, Marga's path, is that the love is so, that's when you're there though, love is so great that sometimes the regulative principles of the Vidhi Marga are not followed. But you have to have such a great connection with Krishna to go through those kinds of exceptions. And so Srila Prabhupada, the great merciful spiritual master, is telling us, don't get to that yet. Go by what you've been taught and stay with that process. And by the Lord's own mercy, in time, He will open our hearts and we will in fact follow the principles
even though our hearts will be open, full of love for the Supreme Personality of Godhead. He himself, Srila Prabhupada, was doing that. His heart is totally open. Great relationship with the Supreme Personality of Godhead. But he was going through it every time. He teaches class, he recites the mantra, and people repeat, and he repeats with them. If you hear the videos or audios, you hear the Srila Prabhupada, when there's every line, Bhavatam, one line after another, usually there are four lines, one line after another, the devotees repeat, he repeats with them. He repeats with them when one of his disciples is saying mantra. Or what's being taught for that day. Srila Prabhupada repeated and repeated and repeated, just like one of the students learning. But he is the master. So and by doing that, he's telling us that we also never should jump the process, but take everything that's been taught and go exactly how the spiritual master says to do it. Because as he is talking about it, he's also doing it. That's what an acharya does. So our worship should be basically, bottom line, the chanting, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. And I know sometimes difficulties occur. There was one time in the Bhagavad Gita happy hour, there was a point that was being discussed, and it was a very important point. It's a difficulty that the devotee was having in the situation, material situation, that was affecting the chanting. And that situation, obviously, the devotee cannot or feels that they can't chant. That's trouble. Because in so many ways, it's possible to chant. So you brought up that situation, and a number of us, including myself, made some comments about it. When all else fails and the body is very tired, you still can chant. It doesn't mean that you have to chant 16 rounds straight if the body won't allow you to do it. But you have to chant some rounds. To give up altogether, that's not good. One of the things that's also, helpful in remembering the mantra is to get Srila Prabhupada's audio of him chanting. That puts us in the mind of Krishna all the time, because he chants purely. We are learning how to chant. He chants purely, that is. But he chants purely already. So in hearing that, his chanting purifies the atmosphere, wherever it is. Now, Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 4, Chapter 27, in Text 24, Srila Prabhupada mentions the Pancharatrika Vidhi a little more detail, that is. All devotees are in the disciplic succession stemming from Narada Muni, because they worship the deity according to Narada Muni's direction, namely the Narada Pancharatra, or we call it the Pancharatrika Vidhi. And we've already talked about there's Bhagavad Vidhi and Pancharatrika Vidhi. Now here, Srila Prabhupada makes a distinction. Bhagavad Vidhi includes preaching work, Shravanam, Kirtanam, and remembering the Lord, Vishnu Smaranam, Shravanam, hearing, Kirtanam, singing, and chanting, in words, japa, and also in Kirtan, in singing. So hearing and chanting the glories of the Lord Vishnu, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Bhagavad Vidhi. Pancharatrika Vidhi includes the rest of them, Archanam, the deity worship, Vandanam, the prayer, Dasyam, that's the relationship, as Das or Dasi, servant, Sakyam, relationship, as friend, and Atmanivedanam, submitting or surrendering oneself, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So here's the point where Srila Prabhupada makes the distinction. Bhagavad Vidhi, Shravanam, Kirtanam, and Vishnu Smaranam. And the Pancharatrika Vidhi, that
is the actual physical work too, including the archanam, worshipping of the deity, by the instructions given, how we go about it. One more. 4:27-26. Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 4, Chapter 27, and Text 26. A section of the purport. Srimad Prabhupada talks about the advantage of following the instructions, the different margas, the different paths. He says, preachers in the Krishna consciousness movement have actually experienced that even those who are quite fallen, we call them yavanas and lechers, they have taken to spiritual life on the strength of the same Panchayatrika Vidhi from Narada Muni. So, the point Sri Prabhupada is making in summary is, when mankind, when everybody follows this disciplic succession and what to do as recommended by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, then everyone throughout the world will benefit. Therefore, within that is the instruction to us and the task to us to spread the Krishna consciousness movement and never ever get tired of it. Remember, Sabai Punsam Paro Dharmo Yato Bhakti Hoksite Ahoituki. There should be no impediment. Apatiyata. And you go on and on and on and on. No interruption. So we chant the holy name and we teach others to chant the holy name, and everyone we meet, we should have a conversation with them when we get the opportunity, with the idea of, by the time this conversation is over, I should infuse somehow Krishna consciousness to this person. I'm fortunate to have Krishna consciousness to practice. This person is not as fortunate as me. They may be confused about life. They may think that life is wonderful when in fact it is not. Or they may be feeling some problems. But we know that Krishna consciousness is the solution. Therefore, one way or the other, before I leave this person, I should impart some Krishna consciousness, even if I have to disguise it in how I speak or the words that I use. But it should be done in such a way that the person benefits something about Krishna consciousness from me. That should be the aim of everyone. Second aim, we should always keep chanting and chanting in desperation. Sometimes our moods may change, but the one thing that doesn't change is that there is suffering in this material world. And the suffering affects everybody. To the extent that there's old age, to the extent that there's disease, the suffering will come and will affect everybody. Therefore, mantra, the Hare Krishna mantra, is in fact a mantra for deliverance. Because that's what gives the mercy, if we take it seriously. So, sometimes we actually talk about these things, but we talk about it with the deliberate effort, that we want to hear the mantra, to speak it out with conviction, and not only that, but understand that this is how we get out of the material world. Otherwise, it's a question of what? Getting another body and starting another life here in the material world. And if you've been around long enough, and grown enough and matured enough, you realize that this isn't something that you'd want to repeat. This isn't something you want to repeat. A rich person, a poor person are still subject to old age and disease. And both of them cause suffering. So speaking about that, in Bhagavatam, Canto 5, Chapter 5, Text 10, 11, 12, and 13 are put together. So this is Maharaj Yashavadi speaking to his sons. So we know about chanting. Now, how should our behavior be also? And Maharaj Yashavadi describes this to his 100 sons. Of course, it's in the Bhagavatam, so it's for our benefit also. Then he says, my sons, you should accept the highly elevated Paramhansa, spiritually advanced spiritual master. Now, for us, when we go through the ISKCON and ISKCON's rules as laid down by Srila Prabhupada, we've actually achieved that. Accept the spiritual master means accept his teachings. Then the mercy also comes. So, in this way, Srila Prabhupada is translating here, Maharaj Yashovardhana says, you should place your faith and love in me, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Maharaj Yashovardhana is the incarnation of Krishna. So, he's saying that a connection with the spiritual master, because the spiritual master is going to do what? Tell you to connect with Krishna. In a different way to the teachers, but he'll connect, the bottom line is you connect with Krishna. And if you connect with Krishna and do things Krishna conscious, then slowly our love for Krishna would increase. And that's what Maharaj Yashovardhana is describing. So connecting, accept the highly elevated spiritual master. That way we place our faith and love in Krishna. And the spiritual master helps us develop the love. And the faith increases and the love increases simultaneously. Maharaj Yashovardhana says we should detest sense gratification. Sense gratification is what stops us. Material sense gratification is what stops us from going back to Godhead. We also have to understand the way it is in this world. There's pleasure, there's pain. And both have to be tolerated. The soul doesn't go through that. But the physical body goes through that. Pleasure and pain sensations. They are seasonal changes. They are life seasonal changes. It's warm, it's cold, it comes and it goes. That's the situation we have now. But when you tolerate it and we live a spiritual life, then of course we have opportunity to go back to Godhead. Try to realize the miserable condition of living entities who are miserable even in the higher planetary systems. That's the next point that he makes. Try to realize the miserable condition of living entities. When we understand that the life here in the material world is designed not to give us real solace, then not only do we take Krishna consciousness seriously, but we also try to impart Krishna consciousness to everyone that we meet. And the more we help people, the better our life becomes. Krishna is pleased with us the more we can impart Krishna consciousness to others. So for us accepting it and practicing it is good, but it's not enough. For us it may be good, but there are others too, and we are all at the same level. Krishna is equal to everyone. Therefore, he is just as concerned about the person who is a non-devotee as he is a devotee. The non-devotee doesn't have the advantage of spiritual realization and spiritual practice the devotee has. But the devotee can impart that to the non-devotees. And that's why we talked about it earlier and we're repeating, as much as possible, try to find ways. Sometimes you even pray for the intelligence when you meet someone who is not a devotee to impart something to them through Krishna consciousness. Philosophically inquire about the truth. Then undergo all kinds of austerities and penances for the sake of devotional service. Again, Maharaj Yashovardhana is saying, yes, there's difficulty here, but whatever you're going through to serve the Supreme Personality of Godhead, some austerities will come. Go through it anyway. Don't let it stop you. He says, give up the endeavor for sense enjoyment. First, he says you should detest it. If you detest sense gratification, then of course, we will not endeavor for sense enjoyment. Rather than do that, engage in the service of the Lord. Now, service of the Lord begins with service to the Lord's devotees. The example is given, love me, love my dog. A person who is very rich, they may appreciate things that you may do for them. But if you do to his servant, he's even more pleased. Therefore, service, devotion service, begins with good relationship with devotees. From us to them. Good relationship involves us being kind in our words, us being careful, sometimes even when the devotee makes a mistake, not to bash that devotee. And not too long ago, matter of fact, it was, today is Monday, 2 days ago, in the Harrisburg Temple. And there was 8-hour kirtan. Nice program. And at some point, one of the mudanga players was playing, this young devotee, and those of us that understand music, we knew that what he was playing was a little off, but we were looking at the person that was singing. The person that was singing showed no remorse, no annoyance. They went on anyway. And I, from a music background, was a little concerned about that. And I went to talk to someone that was also a kirtaniya and good mudanga player who was sitting behind this particular devotee. And I mentioned to him that the person that's singing is feeling a little uncomfortable. I can tell. I knew that particular personality. And I just said, it's off. It's off by 2 beats. But clearly, the person that's playing mudanga is playing very, 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 very enthusiastically. So he doesn't realize that it's off because he doesn't really know the tune very well and doesn't know how it fits the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. Now, I was just describing it to the one behind him. But this particular person overheard me. And I don't know how a thing was gonna plan out. But he overheard me. And so he knew that something had to be done, even though he didn't understand quite how. I had a keyboard at that time, so after I went to give, I almost was going to kind of help him with the mudanga, and I said, this isn't going to work. It's just going to throw things off. Put the mudanga down, sat on there, and accessed the bass sound of the keyboard and played that. And as soon as I played that and played it first, the beats, because bass is right on the beat like that. Then he began to understand, and the next thing he knew, he was playing properly. So sometimes we can help, but we have to make sure that we help in such a way that the person that needs help doesn't get offended. This was obviously a mistake that he was making, but he didn't know. He thought he was playing correctly. But by hearing the other sounds from the keyboard, then he began to understand, oh, okay, so this is how I should connect with. And then the things went, okay, I didn't have to say anything to him. So it wasn't like I was expert in what to do. I was just praying about what could be done because, you know, people are singing and then, you know, this is supposed to be not just another temple, but the whole thing about kirtan, 8-hour kirtan, people have come and they all want to sing and then this happens. So mistakes will happen. How we deal with it is very, very important. Deal with it in such a way that no one gets really offended. Chant about and glorify the Supreme Lord. This is the next advice given by Mahārishabhadeva. And look upon everyone equally on the spiritual platform. And that is another important point that we were discussing earlier. Because everybody is actually a spiritual being. And devotees know that. Non-devotees do not know that. That's why when you meet a person, you try to get impart Krishna consciousness to them. Srila Prabhupada really stresses that. One lecture that I heard, he kept saying, you need to get them something from Bhagavatam or Bhagavad Gita in a way that they can assimilate or take up. Give up enmity and subdue anger. Give up enmity. Everyone carries the Lord in their heart. That's Paramatma form. Paramatma notices everything that we do. Krishna doesn't have enemies. We shouldn't have enemies. We should not have enemies. Those who are inimical towards us, that take us as their enemies, we should pray for them. Sri Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur Maharaj said, let me not wish anything but the highest good for my worst enemy. The highest good for my worst enemy. It's a very powerful statement that can change the minds of devotees who are uncomfortable with other devotees. We are all trying to go back to Godhead ultimately. Srila Prabhupada has come to give the mercy. We have to help each other do Sadhu Sangha, and Sadhu Sangha is not just, you know, devotee association and talking about the nice things and what happened that's wonderful. But these other parts too, where the anger is involved in it, where sometimes people are envious about others, those have to go. Because a temple should be a temple with devotees that are very eager for purification. That is a temple that has a chance of becoming better and better and better, and people would want to attend programs even more in such a place. So it begins with us individually. How we handle ourselves. So Maharaj Yashavadev says, have full faith in the revealed scriptures, Vedic literatures. Always observe celibacy. Perform your prescribed duties and avoid unnecessary talks. How do we avoid unnecessary talks? Anybody that comes with some statement, try to bring a Krishna angle into it in your response. Maharaj Shavadev says, when you're thinking about the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and this should be always, we should acquire knowledge from the right source. For us, it's very simple. If it comes to Srila Prabhupada, it is the right source. So when practicing like that, the instructions for worship, the Bhagavad Vidhi, and also the Pancharatrika Vidhi, then slowly and patiently and enthusiastically, we will be elevated in knowledge, and therefore the false ego naturally will fall to the side. Hare Krishna. So we'll stop here. The importance of worshipping the Lord in sound, very much stressed in this one that Narada Muni is talking to Srila Vyasadeva for. So here's the English translation again. Thus, he is the actual seer who worships in the form of transcendental sound representation, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Vishnu, who has no material form. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. So, yes, and this is how, so then let's explain, because I also noticed that when I was looking at the other references to connect to this particular one, the Srila Prabhupada, at first, he said, devotees have to do both, Bhagavad Vidhi, Pancharatrika Vidhi, both of them. And then in one of the, and I'm scrolling down to the place where in Bhagavatam 4:27-24, Canto 4, chapter 27, text 24, the purport, then he was more specific, which relates exactly to how you said it. Bhagavad Vidhi includes preaching work, Shravanam, Ketanam, and Vishnu Smaranam. And the Pancharatrika Vidhi immediately talks about Achana, which is the worship, the deity worship. And then, of course, then he added the prayer to it. And then the relationship also. Now, of course, the relationship, you know, Dasyam, Sakyam, that comes after doing quite a bit of Achana, worship of the deity. It is not something that's going to be broadcast to everybody. But there's when the feelings of love start, then there will be some connections to those other types of relationships. I mean, that's always there. It says the nine processes, but then they talk about being a servant, being a friend. So that's there. That's there. We should just go on with the process as we've been taught of worshiping the deity. When we are in trouble, pray. We don't have a solution, pray. Especially the situation we were talking about that involves a person not being able to, feeling that they're not able to chant. Because the person's situation is not a situation that they may be able to or even want to explain it fully to us. There may be some things that they're feeling. You know, every time people express things, they express, but the feelings is not totally described 100%. So then, you know, one of the good advice that can come and has been done for me, my own situation,
is pray to the Lord, because the Paramatma, you can't hide anything from. It knows everything that's going on. So we want to get to a point where being able to chant, oh, that's wonderful. We say, oh, there's difficulty. How am I able to do it? My mind is not able to tell me. Okay, fine. So then you start putting it on the lotus feet of Srila Prabhupada. Please help me. So the lotus feet of the spiritual master is the person that's initiated. Please help me to get to the very thing that you wanted me to do, and that is chant the holy name of the Lord. Hare Krishna. Looks like doing a charge. Okay. All right. Let's take the last sentence first. The Pancharatra is more important than the Vedanta for this modern age. It's actually quite loaded. But you just put it once up. See, Pancharatra, what is Pancharatra Vidhi system? That involves activity. Worshipping the deity involves activity. Vedanta, in one of his lectures, he defined Vedanta. Two words, Vedanta. Veda, knowledge. Then Anta, the last one, is last. I mean, the last word about Krishna. Okay? So, I know devotees who were not so well versed in Shastra. But boy, they took care of the cows. They took care of the deities. They did all this kind of work. And from what we could see externally, they were very happy. Whatever the situation was, even the weather that was thrown at them, they did their service without break. They advised others to, when you have things to do, like at this time I have to be here doing this particular service, it motivates us to get up and also be prompt on the things that we do. When you're studying, yes, you can inquire information about the Supreme Personality of Godhead. If you are very, very, very fixed in how, when you do things, then you can have your own program for the day listed. This time I do this, this time I do this. This is for your own self, and I'm not talking about the deity worship. The time is set. You have to do what you have to do, especially in the temple. So the Pancharatra, in this sense, the way it's set up, it helps us to stay on top of our devotional service, even more so than reading. Even more, not that reading is bad. Sri Prabhupada said nothing bad. He just said one is more important for us, for the stage that we're at. Now, self-realized devotee, it doesn't make any difference. It doesn't make any difference to self-realized devotee, either way. But for us, when we are set to do things in deity worship a certain way and at a certain time, it makes our mind more steady in doing it than when it comes to, whenever we want to read and want to do that, therefore, because that's also service. And that's also Krishna consciousness. So for us, it's more important for us beginners, the Pancharatra, only because it's so systematized. And that's what's coming to me. Hare Krishna. Not so much. Not so much. You started by saying that so much is done for reading, when you use the Christian religion in particular. The Bible, sharing what information is there in the Bible and so on. That's all preaching work. That's Sri Prabhupada put it on the Bhagavad Gita. The similar thing to us that the Christians do would be Bhagavad Gita. They don't have much. See, here's the advantage in Krishna consciousness. Even when we are offering what we've cooked, there's restriction on what ingredients can be put in, what can be put in, what cannot be put in. That's why people like Chandrawai Swami says, we are Krishnatarians, not just vegetarians. We eat what Krishna says we should eat. Now, we cooked and we're offering. Even that, there's a particular process, there's a particular mantras that we should actually be saying, and the use of the bell and so on. So it's specific in how we go about it. A typical Christian would cook, probably even taste some of it before they put it in front of everybody. They don't worship directly. They would just say a prayer. And in some places, prayers are, some parts of it are specific. Most of the time, they actually say prayers from their hearts,
thanking the Lord for what he provided for them, and then they might stretch it to other things involving family members and all of that, and then they'll take their meal. So it's not a specific set up way in which they go about this. So in short, religions don't have much pancreatic, you know, as part of their worship as the Buddhists do. Now, in the Catholic Church, for example, when they have their sermon or their Sunday worship, there are some things that the priest may do that specifically we'll see every Sunday repeated. You do this, you do that, you do that. That's as close as they come to the Pancharatika system. But it's not as extensive as you know, the Buddhists have been taught the way to do deity worship and the puja, the pujari, and how we do things. So we used to it though, but in the religions it's hardly ever really there. Especially in the other non-Catholic type religions, there's hardly any Pancharatika or anything there. So we're fortunate because we can, in fact, see, the more you do things with your hands and, you know, of course you focus on what you're doing too, the better it is for you. And that's why, you know, the questions we had earlier with Achanavati, Mataji, we talked about the Pancharatika being more important to us because, you know, when you're acting, when you're doing things, the focus is actually there. Better even than when you're just reading. Hare Krishna. Hopefully that helps. For him to eat first, even that. You couldn't have said it better. That's good. Yeah. That's what it's about, actually. We're fortunate. We're fortunate to be taught it. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. Glory to the Prabhupada. Yeah, tolerance is not something that's mastered overnight, believe me. It's not mastered. The Pure Buddhists show it like it's just part of them, but tolerance takes a while. It takes a while. And once you're around people, that's why we learn from those who are advanced. Because when situations come that they have to tolerate, they show it so well, sometimes, as you were saying, you wouldn't even realize there's something wrong. So, yeah, two good examples. What happened Saturday that I was just involved in, now this Peshad business, that it was actually too salty, but my eyes never showed any, you know, disturbance about it. It's all for Krishna. It's all for the Krishna. So we eat it anyway. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. Yeah, we have quite a bit of takeaways from this. So, repeating, summarizing what's been said. Yeah, we all need the help. That's why we, you know, take up this preaching and discussion and so on. Matita makita panabode antas transparam kata antas chama mityam tu shanti chara maticha. The Pure Buddhists are always the life where everything is about Krishna. They discuss Krishna. Someone preaches and they listen. Same thing we're practicing here. Little by little, we'll also get purified. Hare Krishna. Yeah. Hare Krishna. Yeah. Yes. Yes. We help each other. We have to help each other. We have to help each other. Sometimes the mind, you know, takes over and the emotions kick in, but we have to help each other. Like that. Could be a good example. It takes a while. Yeah. Everything is easier said than done, but we have to say it first to remind each other to do it. And then we start, you know, doing little by little, and yeah. Hare Krishna. Any other comments? Oh, Bhagavad Vidhi and Pancharatika Vidhi? Oh, okay. That was from Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur. I will pull it up again.
and state exactly how he put it. Without difficulties, a multi come. Without difficulty, yeah. And he was saying that in the, I'm still trying to get to it. Yeah, well, there were two that were comparing. That the Bhagavad PD system and the Pancharatika PD system. And that covers all the nine processes, you know, of, because of, the Bhagavad PD is that, I don't know what I'm getting on the point, answering the question the way you wanted it to, or you just want to know about Amotikam. That's part that you were interested in. Oh, okay. All right, yeah. All right. The Pancharatra is, okay, we discussed it earlier. Yeah. It's both practical. This is Supapa's purpose. The Pancharatika system is both practical and suitable for this age of quarrel. The Pancharatika is more important than the Vedanta for this modern age. He didn't say that it was, that we shouldn't be studying. He just said that the practice, because you see, when we, Pancharatika is more as things to do in deity worship, and even when we talk about offering prasad, I mean offering boga also for prasad and so on, those are specific things you can do. That, a lot more people can do that without the great intelligence of having to decipher what's in the Vedanta. So the actual activities, you know, also, in the spiritual world, what's going to happen? We have activities, we relate to each other. Relate to each other. We relate to each other from doing different things and also expressing love for each other. That's basically what it goes on there. That we live life. Not so much, you know, Vedanta we study here, but in the spiritual world we live it. And live it means activity. Pancharatika is activity. Therefore, the practice, that's another way to look at it. The practice through Pancharatika prepares us for the way life is in the spiritual world. Now, Vedanta is, of course, knowledge, the highest knowledge, Vedanta. So it's convincing to us when we're doing things with that particular knowledge. But even if we didn't have the knowledge and we have what the spiritual master tells us we do, following the instruction of the spiritual master and doing the activities as has been described to us, we will cover both Bhagavat and Pancharatika, because what? Bhagavat is what? Shrenam, Shravanam, Yatanam, Krishna Smaranam. We chant Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, according to the instruction of the spiritual master. That's Bhagavat. Really? And then, of course, worshipping according to the things that we put together, paraphernalia, and especially deity worship and deity dressing and so on. Those are all under the Pancharatika system. So we got both. Really got both. Hare Krishna. Yeah. And he doesn't put one down, so it's not off totally. He just says one is more important than the other. That's all. Vanchakalpatrubhishya, Evacha, Vidhanam, Bhavanevya, Vaishnavevya. Thank you for the questions and the comments, and I think this makes Hare Krishna. Vaishnavevya, Prabhupada.